Hi, this is a dictation from Michelle Gray, Michelle Gray. Date of service 4/12/2023. Date of birth is 7/17/1977. And the patient is here with a chief complaint of severe pain in the lower back with the radiation to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly, and pain in the neck shooting down all the way to the right shoulder up to the upper arm anteriorly. She reported that she has a sciatica pain going on since 7/2021, and it is coming back and it's not getting better despite the pain medications. She has had issues in her spine for a while, and she has had a couple of epidurals. She had a surgery for the neck and a bone marrow transplantation between her spine and nervous system. But overall, the relief has not been complete. The patient does report that she was involved in an accident on May 2020 at 5 p.m. as a restaurant driver, and she was involved in a rear-ending accident, but it was a hit-and-run accident. Police and ambulance did not come to the scene, no loss of consciousness, and later on the police complaint was filed. That impact also caused her some headaches, especially to the back, mild. And no symptoms of TBI are reported, like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, no nausea, vomiting, or spots in the vision. And currently the pain issue is like this. She has a pain in the neck, which is reported to be 8, and lower back pain is also 8. It is shooting down continuously to the right buttock and right posterior part of the leg up to the ankle. And this radiation is described as numbness and tingling, as sciatica. Although she can walk okay, the foot is spared. There's no numbness and tingling in that. The pain is continuous and bothers her ADLs and her life. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, and cramping, heavy, tender, and splitting. And pain level is from 6 to 9, while usual pain intensity is around 8. ADLs are affected 9 in many categories. The patient reports that her ADLs are affected in walking, sitting, standing, home chores, doing the laundry, and yard work, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The rest of the ADLs are not affected. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting and walking, and improved by medications and rest, physical therapy. So far, she has reports having X-ray of the spine done, lumbar and cervical. MRIs have been done in the last 2 years. CT scan has been done for cervical spine. CT angiography has with IV contrast and SI joint injection has been done. She is a patient who goes to Henry Ford Hospital for all the injection treatments. So far, she has not had been provided with a spinal cord stimulation device that can be done. She has had extensive physical therapy, massage, and operation on the neck, as well as medications. Regarding system review, please check the records. Past surgical history is only to the cervical spine, with the possibility of bone marrow transplantation. She has had a LESI and CESI in the past. Details are not available. Allergies, none. Family history is not significant. And relationship status, she is married, lives with her husband. Unemployment status patient is unemployed due to the pain. Disability none. Oh, she's on disability, sorry. She's unemployed and she's taking a federal disability for previous pre-existing issues of this spine-related pain off and on. No legal assistance is being sought. Personal history, patient is smoking but does not drink or use any recreational drugs. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 131 over 92, pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'3" and weight is 210 pounds. So date of birth is 7/17/77. She is a 47-year-old African American female. Of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colony here. She is alert, cooperative. She is able to walk without any devices. Gait is absolutely normal. Good attitude, demeanor, no acute distress, shortness, breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. Can you use the same template for rest of the diagnosis? As the rest of the physical exam, including psychiatric evaluation, neurological exam. The musculature examination reveals spasm in the lower back from L4-5. There is a spasm in the paravertebral muscles, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, three areas, bilaterally, with no trigger points and no tenderness and no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 30, extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign and Lerman test is positive bilaterally. Distraction test was positive. Soto-Hart test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test was negative, Slump test was negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Koenig test is negative, but straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Prager test is positive. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacral iliac joint, bilateral sacral iliac joints are tender. With a positive standing flexion test, positive iliac compression test, and a distraction test. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. The extremities examination, please use the template. She has normal extremities, no pain in the shoulders, elbows, hands are reported, and no pain in the hip, pelvis, or knee, or legs is reported. Some pain is reported in the right leg, but apparently, most likely, it is the radiation of the pain from the lower back. And although she has a pain in both the knees due to arthritic changes and not related trauma, she has been advised to connect with the orthopedic surgeon for possible total knee replacement. She has been advised that sometimes steroid injection, collagen can help. Diagnosis is as follows. General is V89.2 XST. And R531, R26.2, CNS R51, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, and cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, M53.82. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3XXA, M54.08. lumbar spine and 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1 bilaterally, M54.17, S33.4 XXA. The plan of care for mission grade MICHE, LLE, GREY is from the template. Treatment plan will be as follows. If the patient is accepted for treatment here, then we will try to do a physical therapy with laser machine. She has a neck brace and a back brace. And if anything is needed, like traction device or tension unit, I will discuss with her on the next visit. Acupuncture and chiropractic treatment is also discussed with her for conservative treatment. Medications were discussed with the patient at length. The patient has been using narcotics for a long time, and discussion was to either reduce the use of it or use Suboxone, Subutex as an alternative, or change the physician and go to stay with the previous physician that had helped her. She reported that previous physician office was closed, so she couldn't find anybody. But we have informed her that we can only provide a temporary relief for a temporary, much lesser amount for her issues. Eventually, she will have to be looked into surgery for spinal cord stimulation or individual disc replacements and other micro discectomy, etc. So no medications, non-narcotic or narcotic are provided because we are not sure the patient is going to be continuing. She was given extensive advice of what our relationship will be for. And we brought her to a reality ground due to the new laws from the federal and state. Then the non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, refer to psychiatry, fitness club program, review of the available. So they're all okay. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We were forwarded records from Henry Ford Hospital where she has been going for a while. And it appears that she has MRIs done as follows. Cervical MRI that was done shows at C6-7 there is a severe spinal cord narrowing with mass effect on the cervical cord and increased signal in the cord with mild cord swelling just distal to the site of the cord compression. 4-5, there is a large spur disc complex with focal disc protrusion with a persistent cord compression and central canal narrowing. In the C6-7, there is a spur disc complex with superimposed wide base central protrusion resulting in severe central canal narrowing with mass effect and, you know, the cervical cord and new cord signal changes. The patient was advised that so far she has not had any surgical consultation that can be provided to her. This MRI was done in 2020. Another MRI of 2019 showed the similar findings. In the lumbar spine MRI dated 1-7-2020, it is found that she has a bulging disc out of L5 with mild effacement of the anterior thecal sac and L5-S1 diffuse disc desiccation of the intervertebral disc space, moderate narrowing of the L5-S1 disc space, moderate bulging disc is identified. Patient was advised that most likely help will come with physical therapy, stretching of the spine, traction, as well as a LESI injections. She already has had a treatment with medial branch radiofrequency thermocoagulation and right L3 medial branch radiofrequency thermocoagulation at the Henry Ford Hospital, and she also had a bilateral L5 narrow root radiofrequency thermocoagulation. For the facet joints, although I did not see any facet joint information here, but she has gone through that procedure. However, her pain is again come back, and I believe a lumbar epidural steroid injection will be a solution for her pains. In the thoracic spine, it is dated 1-7-2020. No significant changes are identified. Then there is a lumbar spine MRI dated 6-6-2022, which shows a T11 and 12 facet degenerative changes. L1, L2, there is a facet degenerative changes without severe central canal stenosis. L2-3, there is a ligamentum hypertrophy, which is most likely from car accident. Facet degenerative changes are identified. L3, L4, there is a ligamentous hypertrophy, facet degenerative changes. Left and mild right foramen narrowing. There is also L4-5, there is a degenerative grade 1 anterior listhesis of L4 relative to L5 with facet degenerative changes present. Joint effusions are present bilaterally and mild central canal stenosis present. Right and left foramen narrowing is present. Compression of the existing right L4 nerve root is present. Definite compression of the existing left nerve L4 nerve root. And facet joints are degenerated to L5-S1 also. Hence, the patient has been advised about the role of weight loss, water aerobics, yoga, and meditation, role of calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, losing weight, as well as daily gym exercise, water aerobic exercises, as well as role of LESI has been discussed, surgery has been discussed as well. A role of spinal cord stimulation device for conservative treatment has been discussed also. An MRI for the, a X-ray for the knee is present, three views, which shows moderate compartmental degenerative changes in both knees, most advanced at right medial tibiofemoral compartment. And she has been advised to consider going to a orthopedic surgeon, and we'll be more than happy to refer her. However, she is not interested in surgical cure right now. So some injections can be given for her knee here and there as she likes to progress. I'm more than happy to repeat those injections for her. So sacroiliac joint, no study is there, but she has received an injection to the sacroiliac joint time 1, I think, at Henry Ford Hospital. And another injection could be repeated for diagnostics and as well as for the therapeutic. So in the interventional pain procedure, we'll go ahead with the interlaminar lumbar cervical epidural injections, repeat facet joint injections, and sacroiliac injection to help her out, and injection to the bilateral knee if the pain comes back. Surgical options, yes, patient will be referred to an orthopedic surgeon for the knee issue and a neurosurgeon for the spine issues. And neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. She doesn't have any TBI symptom. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records are sent from the Henry Ford Hospital, or they have been requested from other providers. Her last physician, Dr. Patel, was closed. Her office was closed. Investigation, currently I don't have any plan for new investigation because we have enough of them. If surgery is contemplated, maybe an EMG could be ordered. DME, patient did not inform whether she has all the DMEs. We'll discuss this on the next visit about the DMEs. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, patient is already disabled from the federal government and is not working. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.